I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Call to me. That was the theme of the 2005 See You at the Pole event yesterday. It was the 15th annual student-initiated, student-led prayer movement that saw students gather at school flagpoles to pray. Many prayed for leaders, schools, and families, asking God to bring a spiritual awakening to their campuses and countries. A couple of students told us why they participated.
I hope to see a revolution in our hallways.
It is amazing. It's amazing that people, I think, have the courage to come out here and to just, you know, take a stand.
I want to see people that know God shine through it, people to wonder what's different about us.
Students from more than 20 countries participated. Next, they're found worldwide in unexpected places. Their presence means keeping in touch with the outside world as possible. Oasis International's ministry in West Africa is working to connect their students. Oasis's Art Speck explains their newest educational effort.
One of the most exciting things is the opening of an internet cafe in the rural village of Prom Prom. It gives the access to a lot of information, a lot of educational facilities. It just really helps the community.
Since the thrust of their work is evangelistic at Oasis, Speck says the cafe is an extension of that training. And three Indonesian Christians were recently imprisoned for running a religious education program for children in their community. Their case, unfortunately, isn't unusual. Open Doors is urging Christians around the world to pray for suffering believers like these women. They've set aside Sunday, November 13th as the 2005 International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. A free kit to get your church involved is available. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.